So the Gemara on Gimel Mabez, really Gimel Aleph, Gimel Mabez and Dalet Aleph, has been spending a lot of time trying to figure out who the Tana of our Mishnah and Bez really is. And so after pushing back and forth between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara ends up suggesting that really it's Rabbi Elazar, right? And Rabbi Elazar really does, in a way, require Siva Lishma and Chasima Lishma, right? So we understand why he requires Siva Lishma, the Chas of Love. Why does he require Chasima to be Lishma? So the Gemara says a line. It says, the Amar Rabbi Abba, Moed Rabbi Elazar ben Mezur B'Tocha Shehu Pasal. That if, meaning, if you have Eide Chasima, if you choose to have Eidei Chasima on your get, right, that's your choice, but if you choose to do so, you better make sure that they are not Krovim, not Psulim, and Rashi says, also, not Lishma. Question that's going to take up a lot of the shir is, what exactly is the problem with having Eidei Chasima Shalol Lishma? So, let's read Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Mor Elazar B'Mizur B'Tocha. Teimel D'Ri, Ma Inyin Shalol Lishma B'Mizur B'Tocha Shechasumim Bo Krovim or Psulim. So asks the Ri our question. Why is it that Eidei Chasima Shalol Lishma is going to be, why is that called the problem of Mizur Mitocha? Right, so I understand by Krovim Psulim, the Hasam Bidin Mifsal, right, that makes sense why it's possible. Mishum Doma Asi the Mislam Achalayu, the Asiya, O the Hoti Mamon Al Pihem. So I understand over there, by Eidei Krovim Psulim, if you let them sign on again, right, on a star, let's say, right, or anything, so then what's going to happen is if you're going to try to use that, like let's say a woman, for example, is going to try to use that get later on in Bezin, pick it out of her pocket and say, ah, let me remarry to this other guy, right? I'm really divorced, right? So what's going to happen is they're going to rely on that get, not realizing that these are Edom, Psulim, or Krovim, and that's obviously going to be a problem, right? Because then she's not really, the Edom is flawed, right? The get is flawed in its ability to serve as a riot. But Shalol Lishma, and same thing by Mammon, right? Same thing by Mammon. Someone tries to bring it in a star Mammon and says that, right, that they are owed this money as a raya, star raya, right? So we might come to rely on it, but we're not able to because, right, it's Eidim Suum. So the question is, though, right, why is that the same thing by Lishma, right? Are these Eidim problematic as people, right? They're not the Guf HaEidim. It's not a Psuum, the Guf. They did something. They wrote something, Shalol Lishma, right? But why can't we rely on those as a raya? That's Tosfos' kasha. But Tosfos adds in a yisod. He says, right, Afa pisha davar emes ein lasos ela be'edus kasher. Right, so he brings in this yisod, and he says that what? That even though, technically speaking, right, push the raya aside for now, right? Let's leave the raya on the side. Was everything done kilkasa, right? Was the mamon actually transferred, right, and we saw, we had Edom Assyria there? Okay, it could be, right, it was done everything perfectly, but if you have Eidim on a get that are going to serve as a raya potentially later on, and those Eidim are problematic, it's going to be puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. Shah is going to be puzzle in all regards. Right? Mistama on a Darabana level. So, how does Tosos know this? Kidamrinam the Perak Arba, Achen and Yavamos, Daf Laman Alphan Beis, Ninche Gabi Eidim. Right? So the Gemara suggests that by Kiddushin, I believe, right? Shah Kiddushin said, right? So Shah Kiddushin, right? Why? Or it's discussing by, you know, the Tekhana of Zman by Kiddushin. The point is that the Gemara makes a comment that maybe you should leave the Shtar Kiddushin by the Edim and let them look, like, hold on to it. And the Gemara says, Zimnin dechazu b'ksava umisahadei v'rachmana amar v'piyam v'mopi b'ksavam. Right? So Tosos gleans from that Gemara essentially that what? That if the Edim, who are totally kosher Edim, in that case, right, they end up giving testimony about the Kiddushin, right, but if they read it from the star, so there's a psul called Mipiyam Mimon Piyuksav, right, it needs to be from their own Eidos, their own memory, let's say, but they can't read their Eidos off of a document. But the obvious question is, but like Lamaisa, their Eidos is kosher. Everything else was kosher, right? Like the Kiddushin happened, like, so what's the big deal? So that's also, we see from that Gemara, it must be that even if, right, Afal Pi, like we said, Shadavar MS, in Lazar's elevated kosher, right? Because there's a side problem of BPM and Mobiksavam, we see that's a problem Lagamre, right? Okay, but moving on to the main part of Tosfos. It says Tosfos finishes his question. He says, right? Who cares? Why can't we rely on them as a riot? Okay. So it says Tosfos. The Lekel Meimar, so Tosfos makes a suggestion, and he says it can't be that this is going to be the answer. He says, the Lekel Meimar, to ish sharinan b'chasmo shalol l'shma, yavo l'hakshir zimnin d'yachnu t'chila, v'yichtvu get al gabi chasimasan, right? V'chasim leke edus klal. Says Tosfos, maybe you want to tie. No, I'll tell you why Eidim Chasidim Shalol Lishma is a problem. Because if you allow Eidim to sign Shalol Lishma, then you might come to allow, right? People might mistakenly think that, we can sign Eidim on a get before it was written, and then it will be written, and that would also be okay. And says Tosfos, right? Obviously, what would be the problem in that case? Right? It's not Eidim. It's not Eidim's qual, right? They're signing on a blank piece of paper. Right, so says also maybe you want a taino. That's why we don't allow. It's like Zayir Derabanan. We won't allow them to sign even Shalol Lishma because it's a slippery slope. If we allow them to sign Shalol Lishma, they might come to even sign before the ksiva was written. Right, it was done, and that would be a problem. Obviously, even midaraisa. Says also that couldn't be the pshat as to why what mizuah mitoko is by Shalol Lishma. Why not? The imkain mitam zeh gam b'shar sharos hayalanu lahatzir chasim lishma. Right, because then why would it be a unique din mizuah mitoko by gittin? Right, it would be a shar shor. It would be the same thing. We should always require lishma because right, if we don't require lishma by any shtar, then they might come to the Eidi Chasima might come to sign on that shtar before the ksiva was done. But we don't see that anywhere else that we have a chiyuv of lishma. We only have it by gittin. So it must be that the reason can't be this general reason that they might come to sign on a document before it's written, right? Because otherwise, it would apply lishma should apply everywhere, and we see it doesn't. Okay. So we had a question on that. Right, the question was, right, Inachanami Tosfos rejects that, right? But the Maaseh, what was the suggestion even in the first place? Because if you think about it, right, what did Tosfos start with? Tosfos started with the whole idea that the concern by Eidim Krovim Pesuim is that it might come to rely on them as a Raya, right? Which would be a problem. So what Tosfos should be saying is, I'll tell you why Eidim Chasidim Shalol Lishma is a problem, because you might come to rely on them, and then Tosfos just has to fill in the blank as to why that would be a problem to rely on them. But Tosfos is suggesting here, the Lech LeMaimar, doesn't seem to have anything to do with coming to rely on them, right? It just says, well, what did he say? He just suggested that they might sign on a get, on a document before it was written. But what does that have to do with relying on them as a raya? So Rebbe explained, right, in Shir, that the whole idea that Tosfos is suggesting, at least in this suggested pshat, is that maybe what could be is that because of the concern that maybe if we allow Eidim to sign, Eidim Chasidim to sign, Shalol Lishma, therefore they might come, right, people might come to sign before the document was written, and because that would be not like Eidos at all, so we should consider Eidei Chasima Shalol Lishma, right, to be puzzle in the same way as if, right, they were Eidim that signed before Ksiva. In which case, what? They're obviously they're puzzle, right, because it's not Eidos on anything. And so what Tosfos would implicitly be saying is that, and therefore, what? We might come through, and what happens? So now play it out. They have now this psul because of the gzera. They have this status as ki'ilu they signed before the ksiva, which is puzzle. Eid is puzzle. So now what? If we use a get that has eidim that are signed shalol lishma, we might come to try to use that as a raya, right? But these eidim have a psul. They have a psul just like as if they would have signed on a document before it was written. And so that's what Tosfos was suggesting, that maybe that's the gzera. The gzera is that we'll treat them as if they are apostle because of the fact that, right, because if we allow Eidim Chasidim to sign Shalol Lishma, it might lead to a case where they might sign before Ksiva. And therefore, we'll treat them as Eidim Psulin. And the Lamaisa, if we would come to rely on Eidim Psulin, so then obviously that would be a problem. So Tosfos, that was Tosfos' suggested pshat. Yeah, what's up?
You're saying that the Eidim Psulin are on the get that Shalol Lishma?
Meaning that Eidi Chasima that signed Shalol Lishma, right? Because of the fact that we're concerned if we allow this to happen, then people might come to sign on a document before it was written, and that would obviously be possible. So what Tosfos is saying is that maybe you want to say the zera is that therefore we'll also consider Eidi Chasima Shalol Lishma also possible. And now that you have Eidim, you have a psul in these Eidim Shalol Lishma, so that makes perfect sense. What Tosfos lines up at the beginning of Tosfos, because now he's saying, the suggestive pshat would be saying is that, and therefore you couldn't rely on these Eidim psulim as a raya later on. Right? They can't be, because now we're going to treat them, right? We're going to treat them like they're puzzle. That would be what the Xero would effectively be saying. But Kamash Lantoso said it couldn't be, because then it would apply to Shar Shars, and we know that Lishma doesn't apply to Shar Shars. Okay, fine.
I thought we were saying that the Mizuki Tofa,
that you could pause it. Okay, good. So Tosfos continues. Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, what's really the pshat? Why are Eidim that signed Shalol Lishma considered Mizuki Tofa? So V'yesh Lomar, D'mikom Makom, Ikilo Migzar, Chasima Atu Ksiva. Says Tosfos, what's the reason? If we allow Eidei Chasima to sign Shalol Lishma, so then what might end up happening is that people might end up writing, right, a sofer, let's say, would write a get Shalol Lishma, and that would actually be Psul D'Oraisa. right? So therefore we say, right, that don't sign up the Shema because it might come for that. So again, we had the same question, right, as we just had 2 seconds ago, which is, again, so why does that fit into the beginning of Tosfos, right? What does that have to do with relying it on a Raya, right? So then we start with Nachum, right? So first of all, the Rashash just says that with Lav Dafka, right, Mizu B'Tochot doesn't have to mean the same specific cookie cutter sort of soul. So this is also called Mizu B'Tochot, and it's a very broad definition. So we didn't want to go like that. We said Rav Nachum and Rav Shulam Rizovsky have a pshat. That a get, right, a get has a dual function, right? A get serves two purposes, right? It serves as the gerushin itself, right? So it has a koch, the garish, it effectuates gerushin, but it also serves as a raya later on. So when we say, right, let's pose a question. When we have ksiba shalosh shema, so what's the problem with the get? Is it just that it lacks in its ability to be megarish? Or do we say that it even lacks in its status as a shtar itself and it couldn't even serve as a raya later on? So we saw that way back in Shir, that the Griz, the Briskarov, took sides on this, and he said that if we have shalosh shema, so then it's only gonna passel in its koach legarish, but it wouldn't be a psul in as much as what? As the ability to serve as a raya later on. So let's assume though, right, says Rav Nachum Rishmo, that let's assume actually that it's the other side of the chakira. That really, if you have ksiba shalosh shema, right, so it's actually gonna make the get puzzle even to serve as a raya later on, right? Even more of a problem. Okay. What? Meaning both. Meaning it's not gonna be able to serve as a gerushin, and it even couldn't serve as a raya. Again, there was shilas as to what's the nafkmina, and the answer, okay, we're not gonna get into that. It could just be more of a theoretical lumbus thing. I'm sure there probably are ways to explain what the differences would be, but the point is let's just take it as it is. So now let's use that yisod. So how does that answer up for the inconsistency lechora between Tosa's answer and Tosa's beginning? So the answer to Rashash's question is that, right, is that if you have a lack of lishma, right, in the Eidei Chasima, so really I'll tell you that they actually are considered puzzle, right? That what? The psul. So here's the answer. So the point is that if you allow Eidei Chasima to sign shalol lishma, so what's going to be, right? So we said, why can't we rely on them as a raya? That was our question, right? How does that beginning, right? That was Tosas's question in the beginning. And Tosas's answer is that, you might come to Aksiva, right, L'Shaloshma also. So our question right now we're dealing with, again, is how does that line up with the answer, right? How does that mean, it relates to like a raya? So now we have an answer, right? Because if we understand that Shaloshma, Aksiva Shaloshma, right, passes even as a raya, so now we can understand what was Tosas saying at the end. If we allow Eidei Chasima to sign Shalol Lishma, so then what might happen? Ksiva might end up being done Shalol Lishma. Okay, so why is that a problem? It's such a big problem. Why? Because according to what we're saying now, it's going to possibly even dessert, even as a raya, right? It's more than what the Briskarov thought, right? That if you have Ksiva Shalol Lishma, the get would not even be able to serve as a raya. And therefore what? Similar to before, with the same idea, that what? That because of this concern, we're going to treat these Eidim as if they have a psul, mamish. What? Right? Because, and therefore, what we couldn't rely on them as a raya, right? Because of the gzera, because if we allowed for them to sign shalol shema, then we might come to allow ksiva shalol shema, which would pasul the shtar, liraya, even liraya. So we will say, parallel case, parallel psul, pasul the Eidei Chasima as a raya. We could not, right? We don't want to rely on them as a raya. That's how Tosos would come out saying. Okay, so that's Tosos. One way of learning Tosfos. Then we jump to Tosfos Rush. Okay, now everything's going to get flipped on its head. Geshmak. Okay. So it's turned to the Tosfos Rush in the back for those who want to follow. It's just going to read inside a little bit. It's just a couple of lines. It's just when you see it inside, it's a little bit easier. So it's on page Dalid in the Tosfos Rush in the back of the Gemara. So the Tosfos Rush, right? Let's start from the answer of the Tosfos Rush. Right, so the question was again, how does Eidei Chasima Shalol Lishma, how does that relate to Mizuyah Mitocha? That was what the question was. Tosfos says the Tosfos Rosh, the near the farish, the last few lines of the Tosfos Rosh, the chi hechi the pasil Rabbi Lazar Mizuyah Mitocha v'chayesh dilma asi limsor b'fnei Eidei Chasima. So hachinami yesh ligzor kan Chasima Shalol Lishma atu ksiva Shalol Lishma. So what is he saying? First of all, right off the bat, right, you can notice that he's not saying like Rav Nachum. Why not? And Rav Shmuel, because what he's saying is that the psul of Mizu Mitocho by Adam Krovim Psulim is exactly parallel to the psul of Mizu Mitocho by Shalol Lishma. That's what he says. And Rav Shmuel and Rav Shmuel and Rav Nachum were more indirect, right? They weren't saying that the ksiva, the chasima atu ksiva, the Tosfos answer, it wasn't that is mizui b'tocho, it was that because of the fact that we might come to do a ksiva shlo lishma, so then we'll carry over the psul and we'll make the Eide chasima considered pasul, right? So it's a little more indirect. The Tosfos Rashi sees it as very, very directly parallel. And furthermore, the Tosfos Rashi actually changes what, right, the mizui b'tocho psul by Eid Mekrov B'Psul, right? Because what does he say? He says, T'chihechi depasur Allah's mizui b'tocho v'chiyesh dilma asi limsor b'fei Eid Chasima. So what does the Tosfos Rashi say? Tosfos Rashi is saying is that why is mizui b'tocho a problem in general? Because if you allow Eid Mekrov B'Psul to sign on a get, so what's going to happen? You might come to actually use them as the Eid Mesira, and Eid Mesira Karti, right? That's a huge problem. Right, so too says Tosfos Rashi that if we allow Edom to sign shelo lishma, then you might come to write ksiva shelo lishma. Okay, so there's a lot to say, right, about the Rashi, and we had a couple of questions, but I think it's just for sake of time, let's pull out the main yesod of the Rashi, how he learned differently with Korah on the surface from Tosfos, and then we're going to read it back into Tosfos. So the Tosfos Rashi, the yesod, big yesod is that really, right, Eide chasima shelo lishma, right? Even for Rabbi Lazar, actually would be a problem in theory, right? The way we wanted to learn Tosfos originally, I didn't stress this at the time, but is that Tosfos kasha was, is that within Rabbi Lazar, Eide chasima shelo lishma, how does that mizui b'tocho? Eide chasima, we don't care about them b'chlal, right? It's not a problem to have them shelo lishma. According to Tosfos Rashi, there actually is a problem, but he learns the kasha a little differently. How does the Tosfos Rashi, and we learned this out from the fact that Tosfos Rashi brought a raya from the Shemos Mufakin and Daf Yud. We're not going to, too much, I think it's going to take too much time right now. So this is the question of according to the Tosfos Rashi, right? So the yisod that Tosfos Rashi learns also, second yisod, is that chasimos, Eide chasima, are actually part of the ksiva. There's a certain aspect of the ksiva that the Eide chasima serve. Okay, so how does he understand the question? So he says that since the chasimos contribute to the ksiva of the get, right? We know the chasimos are part of the ksiva, but lemaisa, right? Ma takala yesh b'kach, right? Meaning, right? Then you look inside. So Rashi actually says those words, right? He says right here. He says about hacha ma lanu im chasmu bo edim shalishma kiva sheish kar edim sira velo asi lide takala that velo asi lide takala. Right, he says that the idea, right, that we're not going to come to any problem lemaisa, right? Meaning in a chanami, it would be a problem, right? But we cover our bases in this case, and it won't actually practically come to a problem. Why not? So he says that if you want to say the koach legarish, right, the ksiva shelo lishma lemaisa, right? If you have edi chasima that signs shelo lishma, you still have ksiva lishma, right? The ikur ksiva of the get is still written by the sofer lishma. Okay, so that the koach legarish part is not going to be a problem because you have ksiva lishma. The cost of law, you have a cost of law, right? It was written by the Sofer Lishma. And if you want to tell me that maybe it's going to be a problem in terms of a raya, right? So says to the Chora, the Tosfos Rashi would hold, right? That what? That no, right? I would like the Brisker Rav, right? That if you have Ksiva Shalom Lishma, right? It's actually not going to be a problem to possible to get or the star in terms of its ability to serve as a raya later on. And so Lemaisa, if you have Eide Chasima Shalom Lishma and they're part of the Ksiva, so in a chanami, it should be a problem technically because it's ksiva shol lishma. But in this case, we have the ksiva, the ikar ksiva written lishma, and we won't. And we're allowed to rely on the zaraya because eidi chasima, right? Ksiva shol lishma doesn't possible get to serve as a raya. So that was his question, right? Meaning, so then what's the issue with eidi chasima shol lishma, right? So the Tosfos Rashi answers is that even though the chasimos themselves, right, are not gonna make a problem in the ikar ksiva because they're not the essential ksiva, right? So far, so lemaisa in cases of both, just like by Adam Krovim and Psulim, where we have right the legitimate concern that what's going to happen that if they sign on it, they might come to serve as Adam Asira. That's the Psulim that right suck as Adam Asira Karti according to Rabbi Lazar. So too, right, in the case of Adam Chasima Shalal Deshma, right. In a chanami, that's not a psul deraisa, but we might come to have a psul deraisa in the ikur ksiva itself being shelo lishma, right? Meaning in a chanami, there is no takala yesh b'kach, right? By eidi chasima shelo lishma, that should not be a problem for in a vacuum. It's not. So then what's mizui b'tocho? we possel Eidei Chasidim Shelo Lishma because of the fact that it might come out that people might think, that a sofer might think, let's say, that he could write Ksiva Shelo Lishma. And that would actually be a Psul D'Oraisa. And that's how the Tosfos Rosh learns. So then we came back and we said, wait. So maybe Tosfos actually, if you were Medayik in the Lashon of Tosfos, it could be that Tosfos himself was actually asking and answering the question in the exact same way that Tosfos Rosh thought. Originally, we thought Tosfos was asking what? That the Eidei Chasidim Shelo Lishma shouldn't be a problem because we're within Rabbi Lazar, and Eidei Chasidim Shelo Lishma, it's not an issue bichlal. There was never even off the, you couldn't even get off the ground with there being a problem. Now we want to say that maybe Tosfos is asking like Tosfos Rosh, right? Because if you look back at Tosfos, what were the words of his question? Tosfos says, "Aval hacha she'aidim ksheirim ela shechasmu shelo lishma matakala yesh bekach im nismachaleh." Right. So what is it? Matakala yesh bekach. So we want to say now is like the Tosfos Rosh, that it's not that there is inherently no problem with Eidei Chasidim Shelo Lishma with according to Rav Lazar. Maybe there would be a problem, right? Because it's part of the Ksiva. Right, this is sort of the Tosfos Rosh, right? And you need Ksiva Lishma, even Rabbi Lazar holds you need Ksiva Lishma. But Matakala Yesh Bekach, right? Meaning practically speaking, in our scenario, is there going to be any destruction or any danger in allowing these Eidei Chasidim Shelo Lishma to sign? Why would there be a problem? Same thing as Tosfos Rosh, right? Meaning Lamaisa, right? Manoshach. If you want to say that it's Koach Lagarish problem and that the Ksiva, right? Ksiva Shelo Lishma, because of law. No, you have the Eker Ksiva. The Sofer wrote Lishma, right? Oh, and if you want to tell me that no, right? Ksiva Shelo Lishma, apostles have the ability to serve as a raya, right? No, lemaisa, right? We hold like the brisker of that what that ksiva shelo lishma only inhibits a get a star in its ability to koach lagarish, but it doesn't inhibit its ability to serve as a raya. So lemaisa, if you have eidei ksiva that sign shelo lishma, and in the chanami it's part of the ksiva and it's partially a ksiva shelo lishma, lemaisa there's no problem, right? In the koach lagarish is no problem, and in the ability to serve as a raya is no problem. So that was Tosfos' kasha. And in a chanam, we said that Tosfos' answer doesn't necessarily seem to fit perfectly within the Tosfos Rosh, but you could learn it out that way, and lamaisa, we did. We want to suggest that was Mumstaver. Okay. And we noted just as an agav that the Griz himself, when he discusses the Chakira, right, about whether Ksiva Shelo Lishma apostles just in the koach lagarish, or even apostles, right, as a raya, he actually quotes this Tosfos on Dal and Aleph of Modern Malazim Mitzvah B'Tocho, and he says, "Ah, we see in this Tosfos what I'm saying." And the way we first read this Tosfos, the Pella. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? How does he see in our Tosfos that Ksiva Shelo Lishma, right, only apostles, right, on the Koach Lagarish, but it doesn't apostle as in its ability to serve as a raya. But now we understand, because if you understand like the Tosfos Rosh, that the Kasha was a Manushach. So within that manushach, Tosfos is holding stark that what? That if you have Ksiva Shelo Lishma, it doesn't possible its ability to serve as a raya. And that's exactly what Tosfos' kasha was. I don't understand. You're never going to have a problem. You're not going to have a problem with Koach Lagarish. You're not going to have a problem in terms of the raya. So now we understand what the Griz was saying when he says, "I have a raya for my Tosfos." Okay, on to the Rashba. So the Rashba actually asks the same kasha that the way we understood Tosfos originally asking, which is what? What is the problem with Eidei Chasidim Shelo Lishma in terms of Mizuah B'Tochav? Hare, we're within Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Masira Karti, we don't care about Chasimos Bichlal. There is no issue. Okay, so what does the Rashba answer? The Rashba says that, I'll tell you why Eidei Chasidim Shelo Lishma is considered Mizuah B'Tochav. Why? Because what happens if there are no Eidei Masira present, right? Let's say you have no Eidei Masira present, and the woman wants to prove, right, that she is divorced. She pulls out a get. So now, who are we going to rely on in that case? Says the Rashba, right? You are allowed to rely on the Eidei Chasima, right? In order to prove that everything was done. The Geirshin was done, Kihilchasa, whether that be right, meaning even including, right, the fact like Tosfos was also holding that Mistama Nimsar Kihilchasa, meaning that there were even Eidei Masira there. Okay, fine. But the point is that since you are allowed to rely on Eidei Chasima when there are no Eidei Masira present, you can rely on Eidei Chasima, right, to prove that the get is kosher, everything was done kehilchasa, so that it must be, says the Rashba, a chiddush that we already saw in Tosfos Rosh, which is that what? That the Eidei Chasima are considered part of the Ksiva. And then what? If they're part of the Ksiva, so then the Ksiva needs to be Lishma. Good. That's what the Rashba says, opens up with. Shaila is, and we dealt with this throughout the Rashba, is that a psul of Mizuah B'Tochav, Midor Raisa or Midor Rabbanan? So let's say out each way, right? Why would it be a psul of Midor Raisa? So it's very simple, right? The Rashba says that Chasima, Eidei Chasima are part of the Ksiva. What do we know? Rabbi Lazar holds, Chasav La, Lishma. Ksiva needs to be Lishma. right? So if the Eidei Chasima are part of the Ksiva, and the Ksiva needs to be Lishma, so then Psul De'Raisa, right? But you're lacking in V'chas Allah. The Eidei Chasima are Shalol Lishma, and the Eidei Chasima are part of the Ksiva, so that basically it equals Ksiva Shalol Lishma. And then there will be Psul De'Raisa. Okay, you could tie in a way, so then why is that called Mezuyev Mitocho? That's just called V'chas Allah, right? So that's what the Rashi himself asks later on, right? But that putting that aside, that's the way you understand this to be a psul deraisa. How could it be a psul derabanan? Right? So what would it be? So what you could say is that what? Is that if the Eidei Chasima are part of the Ksiva, then what? The Eidei Chasima are part of the Ksiva, and then if the Eidei Chasima are Shalol Shema, then you have Ksiva Shalol Shema, and then you can hold not like the Griz in the Chakira, and you could say that if you have Ksiva Shalol Shema, you might come to rely on this get in the future as a raya, but ksiva shalol shma passes even as a raya, right? And therefore, that would be the psul derabanan of mizuyev mitocho. What would be the psul? You have Eidei Chasima shalol shma; they are part of the ksiva, which makes it a ksiva shalol shma to a certain extent, right? And if it's a ksiva shalol shma, you cannot rely on this get as a raya later on in Bezdin. The concern might be is that she might come to rely on this. Bezdin might think, oh, let's rely on this get, perfectly fine. Little do they know that there were Eidei Chasima Shalol Shma, which makes it Ksiva Shalol Shma. And if you have Ksiva Shalol Shma, then it actually passes it as a Raya. So those are two different ways to understand what the Rashba could be saying as to why Eidei Chasima Shalol Shma are going to be Pasul Midim Mizuyev Mitocho. So let me just point it out very quickly that the Maram Shif asks is what exactly does the Rashba mean, right? What does this mean? That because you can rely on them to make the get later on, like you can rely that everything was done properly, something like that becomes ksiva. Like that sounds like very esoteric. What exactly does the Rashba mean? And so Rebbe gave pshat that what's the definition of a get is that there's a sipur on the get that says that there's a maisa gerushin. There's a lot of different details that went into this maisa gerushin. And so lemaisa, what we're saying is that anything that testifies to the details of what happened in this Maisa Gerushin can be considered part of the Ksiva. That's what the Rashba means, is that there are details that are written in this get, and the Eidei Chasima are signing off on these details. They are verifying the details, the Maisa Gerushin. So then that's a huge deal. That's part of the Ksiva, right? That anything that's going to verify the Ksiva, right, the details, is part of the Ksiva, right? Because they're verifying the very definition of the get. Okay. So then the Rashba quotes Gemara on Yud about Shemus of Hakim. And he says, okay, I have a raya to my pshat. Okay, so first of all, very important to point out, what is he trying to prove from this raya of Shemus Uvakim? What's the yesod? The yesod is that any time that you are going to come to rely on Eidei Chasima, right, those Eidei Chasima are considered part of the Ksiva. Again, any direct relationship. Anytime you may come to rely on Eidei Chasima, then those Eidei Chasima are considered part of the Ksiva. That's the yesod he wants to pull out. So he quotes the Gemara Yud, and he says that what? The Gemara says that if you have Eidei Chasima that are non-Jews, you have Nachrim, right? It's going to be kosher. And the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Sirikarti. Okay. And the Gemara says, oh, what about Mizuyev Mitocho? And the Gemara says, no. You want to know why Rabbi Shimon says that it's kosher with Eidei Chasima and Nachrim? Because you have Shemos of Hakim. These non-Jewish names, right, you're never going to come to rely on them as what? As a raya, we want to say, right? You could learn it differently, but right, the Rashba is going to say that you're never going to come to rely on these Eidei Chasima as a raya because they have names like Lucas, right? No one's going to think that those are Jewish names. Good? So the Rashba says, what's the Rashba's raya? So the Rashba says what? You see from this Gemara that what? The reason why it's going to be kosher is because we're never going to come to rely on them, right? So what's his raya? And what does the Rashba learn that out? Rashba thinks that means that because we're never going to come to rely on them, they don't become part of the ksiva, right? And therefore, even though these are nachrim, and I forgot to mention this, nachrim, it's a klal, that nachrim who sign, it's automatically shloshma when they sign, even if they had all the kavan in the world. So what the Rashba is saying is that clearly what? Because we don't rely on them, we're not concerned we're going to come to rely on them because they have these Mishemus Uvakin. It must be that they're not considered part of the Ksiva at all. Like I was trying to say before, right? I'm trying to prove. That it must be that these Nachrim never became part of the Ksiva. And therefore, even though they're Nachrim and they're definitionally Shalol Lishma, We don't care because they're not going to come to rely on them. And because if we're not going to come to rely on them, says the Rashba, what's the Yisod? The Yisod is that they're not part of the Ksiva. That's his Raya. Right? And what's the Diuk he's making clearly is that if there weren't Shemus of Akin and we would come to rely on them, right, then what? They're part of the Ksiva and then it would be Ksiva Sholoshman and it would be Puzzle. Right? Exactly. Good? So Rebbe was saying, Bam Kasha, I understand if you want to, like we said before, right, just to point out, we said before, the Rashba could be learning, we could understand the Rashba as a Deo Raisa Psula B'Zim B'Tocha, right, that if the Chasimos are part of the Ksiva, and the Ksiva Shalol Shema, the Chasim Shalol Shema, that's it, Pasal, Midera Raisa, right, or you could learn Midera Banan, that if the Chasimos are part of the Ksiva, right, and then it's Ksiva Shalol Shema, then, and then we hold, like the other side of the Bishkarov, that you cannot rely on this as a Raya, right, because Ksiva Shalol Shema, Pasal to get even as a Raya. So those are two different ways to learn what the Rashba meant. So now this Raya that the Gemara brings only seems to work if you understand the Rashba is talking in terms of Deo Raisa Psula B'Zim B'Tocha. Why is that the case? So very simple. The Gemara says what? That you have Shemus Avakin and you're not going to come to rely on these Eidei Chasima Nachrim. So therefore, says the Rashba, what? If you're not going to come to rely on them, then what? Are they considered part of the Ksiva or not? If you're not going to come to rely on them, so then they're not part of the Ksiva. Good. And if they're not part of the Ksiva, so then I don't care if you don't have it, Shalosh Shema. Right? And then you don't have a problem with Chas of Law. What would be the mashmaos? That if you didn't have Shemus V'Vakin, and you would come to rely on them, therefore they would be part of the Ksiva, but it would be Ksiva Shalosh Shema, right? They're Nachrim. Right? They signed Shalosh Shema. It would be Ksiva Shalosh Shema. Stop right there. They're Raisa. The Chas of Law. It needs to be Lashma. That would be the Raya if you understand the Raisa. Right? The Chas of Law. Eidei Chasima, Nachrim, definitionally speaking, they are Sholoshma, and therefore, if you have no Shemus Vakin, you're going to come to rely on them, they therefore become part of the Ksiva, and the Ksiva Sholoshma, Midaraisa, Chasavla, that's it. The problem is, says Rebbe, stay with me here, that you have, and if you understand that the Rashba would be saying it's Pshul Derabanan, so then where's your Raya, right? Okay, so this is where Lubat's beautiful artwork can come in handy. So, what the Rashba is trying to say is that what? Is that what the Gemara, the Mashmos in the Gemara is that if I didn't have Shemus V'Vakin, right, then what? I might come to rely on these Eidei Chasima Nachrim. If I can come to rely on these Eidei Chasima Nachrim, so then by definition they're considered part of the Ksiva. That's his Yisod, correct? If they're part of the Ksiva, and there's Shalol Lishma, this is the Derabanan Halach, right? So what's the problem? What's the problem? You have Ksiva Shalol Lishma, you might come to rely on this get, which is Shalol Shema, and you can't, you're not allowed to do that, right? That's his Raya. So how did he pull that from the Gemara? He said that it must be because of the fact that there's Shemus V'Vakin, we're not going to rely on them, it must be that these Chasimos, these Nachrim, never became part of the Ksiva in the first place, like my Yisod, right? Again, understand that? Because we won't come to rely on them, it must be these 80 Chasim and Nachrim never became part of the Ksiva, that's why there was no issue. Says Rebbe, I don't understand. The Gemara could have very easily been saying that what? Really, I'll tell you that this part right here is always true. That even if Shemus V'Vakin, right? Let's say that we have Shemus V'Vakin. The Gemara says Shemus V'Vakin, and we're not going to come to rely on them. So the Rashba took it for granted that because we're not going to come to rely on them, it's because, you want to know what happens? They're not considered part of the Ksiva at all, these Eidei Chasima. Says Rebbe, no, maybe I'll tell you just as easily that you have Shemus V'Vakin, you're not going to come to rely on them, right? Maybe I'll still tell you that these Eidei Chasima Nachrim are part of the Ksiva, right? And it was Shalol Lishma. But what was the whole problem, right, according to the Derabanan Halach of the Rashba? That if you have Ksiva Shalol Lishma, what's the concern? You might come to rely on this get, Shalol Lishma, later on, and we know that if you have Ksiva Shalol Lishma, it's possible to even arrive. So, but very simple. Maybe the reason why, and the Gemara and Yud, maybe the reason why you have that it's not Mizuch B'Tocho, that Rav Shimon is Makshir, that get, is because why? Maybe I'll tell you that the Chasimos really do become part of the Ksiva. Even in the case of Shimon's V'Vakin, where we're not going to come to rely on them, maybe they're always part of the Ksiva, right? We're taking the Rashba's Yisod of Chasimos being part of the Ksiva and putting it on steroids. We're saying it's always part of the Ksiva. And maybe us, then why did the Gemara say it's kosher? Right? We understand according to what the Rashba was trying to prove. Maybe the Rashba was trying to say, it's always kosher because it never became part of the Ksiva and therefore it's never Ksiva Lashma. Says Rebbe, maybe it's part of the Ksiva and it's Shalosh Shema, but I don't care that it's Shalosh Shema because I'm never going to come to rely on it as a Raya. Because you have Shemus Uvakim. Maybe, right? And therefore you lost your entire Raya, Rashba, that you were trying to say that, I see from the Gemara that any time, direct relationship between relying on Edi Chasima and then them becoming part of the Ksiva. Says Rabbi, maybe they always become part of the Ksiva. And this Gemara, which is talking about Shemus Uvakim, is only saying it's kosher, not because they didn't become part of the Ksiva, and therefore there's no Ksiva L'Shaloshma. Maybe I'll tell you they did become part of the Ksiva, and I'll even tell you that it was Ksiva L'Shaloshma. But what was the whole concern of Ksiva L'Shaloshma? Because the apostle is a Raya. But we're not going to come to rely on this in Raya, because we have Shemus Sevakin. So there's no Raya for the Rashba. And Rebbe wanted to give you an answer for the Rashba, that maybe what the Raya was, according to the Derabanan Mahalath, that you might come to rely on it, and it's possible as a Raya, because it's Ksiva L'Shaloshma. Maybe what the Rashba was trying to prove is like this. Take a case where there's no Shemus Mubakin. Right? This might help clarify the question even. Take a case where you don't have any Shemus Mubakin, right? You have non-Jewish people that signed as Edi Chasima, but there's no Shemus Mubakin, right? So what's going to happen? We might, right? Like they have a name like I don't even know, Joe, right? So that, you know, that's it's not so easy always to know what that name is. It's a Jewish, non-Jewish. So we might come to rely on these Edim as a Raya later on, right? Because not Shemus Mubakin. Good? Let's take that example. So now, if we're going to come to rely on them as a Raya, so then what would happen? If they're Chasima Shalo Lishma, they are Chasima Shalo Lishma, so then it would be a problem, right? Because why? Because the get, right? Because Chasimos become part of the Ksiba, right? That was the sort of the Rashba. These Chasimos become part of the Ksiba. You have Ksiba Shalo Lishma, and if you have Ksiba Shalo Lishma, right? Basic, right? So then what? It passes the get to serve as a Raya. Good? That's why in that case, where you don't have Shemus Mufakin, in general, a regular case of Nachrim signing, right, that would be why it's Mizuvit Bitocha. Because they're signing by definition Shalol Shema, they become part of the Ksiva. If you have Ksiva Shalol Shema, Pasal is a Raya. Good? So maybe what the Rashba meant, says Rebbe, is that what? Is that if that's the case in 99% of the time, right, where you don't have Shemus Mufakin, you just have non-Jewish names, right, and we have a concern that you might come to rely on them, so then it couldn't be that the Gemara was saying, like Rebbe was suggesting before, that we were suggesting before, that the only reason it's kosher is that really, I'll tell you, it does become part of the Ksiva. And it's Ksiva Shalol Lishma. Oh, but because Shemus Mufakin, so we'll make an exception to the general rule, the general chashash that we're going to come to rely on, we'll make an exception to this one specific case, and we'll say that, because Shemus Mufakin, so then we're not going to come to rely, so that's fine. Rather, says the Rashba, it would have been a low plug, because 99% of the time, we are concerned that we're going to come to rely on them, because we don't have Shemus Mubakin 99% of the time. And so, therefore, when the Gemara says that Shimon is Makshir, in the case of Shemus Mubakin, it must not be because of just Dafka's, Shemus Mubakin, that really the Edi Chasima became part of the Ksiva in the Chanami, and it's Ksiva Shalol Shema, but we don't care because of Shemus Mubakin, that's what we wanted to say, maybe against the Rashba. Says the Rashba, that couldn't be. It must be, you want to know why it's kosher, why Shimon is Makshir in the case of Shemus Mubakin? It's because he thinks that any time you're not going to come to rely on the Edi Chasima, they don't even become part of the Ksiva. Like the Rashba is suggesting, he's just so it is. Take that time to, if you listen over again and you think about it, it's a little complicated, but if you look at it again and you think it through step by step, I'm happy to go over it after. It makes a lot of sense. Okay, and last thing we'll do in the last few minutes is the Ritva. So the Ritva learns three different ways to learn the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, when the Gemara suggests, okay, it's a little background, the Gemara, like, just recap, the Gemara, right, says on Gimel Al Gimel Beis, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, like we started the Shiur with, and the Gemara says, maybe it's Rebbe Lazar, right? And then, we need a Tana who holds Ksiva and Chasim L'Shma, says the Gemara, maybe it's Rebbe Lazar. So it pushes back the Gemara says, no, it couldn't be Rebbe Lazar, why not? Because Rebbe Lazar only requires Ksiva L'Shma, but doesn't require Chasim L'Shma. Good? Then, ultimately, what does the Gemara say? At the end of the day, it really could be Rav Lazar. Why? Because, of course, he holds Ksiv Lashma Midaraisa. And then, Mizuit Mitocha, so he even does require, in a case where you choose to have Chasimos, right, that they have to be Lashma. Good? And we just explained various different ways as to why that is, that they need to be Lashma. Why is that called Mizuit Mitocha? Okay, fine. The question is what changed? Right, what was the Havmina? What was the svar of the Maksha when he asked the question? He rejected Rebbe Lazar as, Rebbe Lazar could not be the Atan of our Mishnah. What was he thinking then? And then what changed when he says, what did he not know? And then what did he know in Lamaskana? So the first pshat of the Ritva, he says that what the Maksha didn't understand is that the Maksha thought is that the case of our Mishnah is really a case of a shaliach, right? It's a case of hamebi get. It's a shaliach, right? And what do we know from the Gemara and Daf Gimel? That anytime a shaliach brings a get, bifnei kama nos nala, he has to give it in front of two or three edim, correct? Okay? And we saw meikar make it that, meikar make it die, okay, fine. The point is he has to give it in front of edim. Says the Ritva, okay, so if he has to give it in front of edim, so what's the case? There's obviously the case of our Mishnah is a case where there's edim Masira. He's giving it in front of people who are witnessing him do the Masira. So that's called edim Masira. If you have edim Masira, right, so then the Maksha thought that what? That you don't need chasim of the Shema because you have edim Masira already, right? I forgot to be mocked in that the Ritva holds like the Rif, that he holds af edim Masira karti, and he thinks that edim chasima also works. So with that in mind, if there are edim Masira in the Mishnah, which the Ritva takes for granted, right? There's a case of Shaliach, there's two or three people watching the Masira, that's called edim Masira. Okay? So if you have edim Masira, so then you don't need chasim of the Shema at on a deraisa level, right? Because you have edim Masira already. So that's what the Maksha was thinking, was that it couldn't be that Rabbi Lazar, the town of our Mishnah, because he doesn't require chasi, right? Our Mishnah has edim Masira, right? And therefore, right? But our Tana still thinks you need chasim l'shma. But we know that Rabbi Lazar does not require chasim l'shma if you have edim Masira already. So it couldn't be that he's the town of our Mishnah. Then what changed in the answer? The Ritva says, the Gemara answers that really Rabbi Lazar could be the town of our Mishnah because of Mizum B'Tochel. And that even though we have edim Masira, and it was a get kosher midir raisa, right? There's a chashash that if we allow edim chasima to be shalol l'shma, then we might come to use edim chasima shalol l'shma by itself without edim Masira, right? And in such a case where you don't have edim Masira at all, and you try to rely on edim chasima bichlal, just them edim chasima, and these edim chasima are shalol l'shma, so then, but you're trying to accomplish edim chasima karti without edim Masira, but they're not l'shma. So then it would be possible midiraisa. So there's a psu'ol midirabanan that even when you have edim Masira, like our Mishnah says the Ritva, right? You have edim Masira. If you're going to put edim chasima on it, they better be lishma. So what comes out according to this pshat is that the Maksha originally didn't even know this idea of mezuz mitocha. He just didn't know there was any reason. He said everything checks out midiraisa, totally fine, right? There's no such thing as mezuz mitocha. I don't know. There's no reason to pass midirabanan. So it couldn't be that Rav Lazar is the town of our Mishnah. Comes out l'maskana that no, Rav Lazar actually does require ksiva and chasim l'shma, right? Oh, why does he require chasim l'shma? Okay, because it's a new yisod, mezuzah mitocha. Second shot. The Ritva thinks that maybe the Maksha was thinking that why couldn't the town of our Mishnah be Rav Lazar? Why couldn't Rav Lazar be the town of our Mishnah? Because he thought that Rav Lazar thinks you never need chasima l'shma on a deraisa level. Why? For chasavla. The chasavla pashas. What does the chasavla mean? It means ksiva, okay, right? And if it means ksiva, and it doesn't mean chasima, and therefore on a deraisa level, you'll never need chasima l'shma, right? So then, how could he be the Tana of our Mishnah, right? Our Tana requires ksiva and chasima to be both l'shma. So the answer would be is that what the Gemara answers is that really there actually is this is the chiddush, this big chiddush, right? That really there actually is a chiyuv deraisa of chasima l'shma. If there are no edim Masira, right? Meaning, if there are no edim Masira, unlike case of our Mishnah, but if there are no edim Masira, right? So then what? We hold af edim chasima karti, right? Edim chasima are a valid method. What? And this is the yisod. What? That edim chasima could actually work with deraisa, right? There's a chiyuv deraisa of chasima l'shma if there are no edim Masira. And then what comes out is that memela, right? It's not such a brevi stretching. It's not such a big chiddush to say this anymore. The chiddush was just that there actually is a scenario where Rav Lazar would actually require chasim l'shma midiraisa. And then once that's true, so then memela, right, if there are no edim Masira present, the edim chasim need to sign l'shma midiraisa. Okay, what if there are edim Masira? So then there's a gzera derabanan. If there are edim Masira, even when there are edim Masira, so you've accomplished edim Masira karti, you have your krisis midiraisa, but midirabanan, we're going to make you sign, the edim chasim sign l'shma, because of a gzera of, right, because what happens if there, in a case where there wouldn't be edim Masira, right? Because of a case where there wouldn't be edim Masira, you have a chiyuv deraisa. So you make a chiyuv derabanan, even when there are edim Masira. Okay, and the last thing we'll do is the third pshat of the Ritva. The third pshat of the Ritva is that the Maksha was thinking, not that the Maksha was like, was confused and is havamina that there's something specific about what he holds about chasimos, Really, he thought, the Max was thinking, that Lefi Rav Elazar, the question was that he couldn't be the Tana of our Mishnah because, simple, like the word suggests, the Tana thinks you need Ksiva and Chasima to both be Lishma, and the Tana was thinking not that, oh, you never need Chasima Lishma Midaraisa. He thinks that he was just saying is that you never need both Midaraisa. That if you have Chasima, then you don't need Ksiva, and if you have Ksiva, then you don't need Chasima. Right? And our Mishnah, and our Gemara is looking for a Tana who's going to hold both. Answers the Gemara is that really Rabbi Lazar is modeb mezuyah mitocha. What does that mean? That really in a scenario where you have, let's say, ksiva lishma, right? So what did the Maksha think originally? He thought if you have ksiva lishma, right? So then Rabbi Lazar doesn't think you need ksiva lishma. Kamashma? No, modeb Rabbi Lazar mezuyah mitocha shu apostle. You need to have ksiva in a chanan midir abanam only, right? For all the various different reasons why you need Edi Chasima to sign the Shema Midir Abanam Mizuyah Mitocha, what we just talked about. Okay, fine. But the what changes then the answer is that Lemaskana, if you have Ksiva Lashma, you're not just like potter from Chasima Lashma. You Midir Abanam, you do need Chasima Lashma. And here's the Chiddush. And likewise, the flip is true. That if you have Edi Chasima that signed Lashma, you still need the Ksiva to be Lashma, Midir Abanam Mizuyah Mitocha. So the Chiddush in this answer is that the Maksha thought that there was never a time where you need both. And the answer is that you actually need both. In either way you cut it, right? Whichever way you want to choose to be karti, right? I'll use my Edom Sira, those will be the Shema, right? The Tziva to be the Shema. Or, right, in which case you'll need the Edom Chasima to be the Shema Midir Abanan. Or if I choose to say, my Edom Chasima to be the Shema, you still need the Tziva to be the Shema Midir Abanan. Okay, so tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we're going to hopefully, in the beginning of Seder, there will be some sort of Chabura of sort to go over the Kaimalan. Right, because there's still a chunk to do, and then after that, we're gonna go weiter v'rabbanu de'atzruch, and Amir Chem will have another shiur on that. Sugya v'rabbanu de'atzruch tomorrow.